Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Power of Prayer, Already in Progress.
You know, when we teach men, and I'm primarily going to deal with the men here, when we teach the men to be fathers, to be husbands, to be workers, and be sons of God, we won't have this problem we have with all these kids not having any Christmas. Amen. It won't happen, you know. I mean, but you got to teach the men who they are. Men don't know who they are. I mean, even sons of God, you know. I mean, yesterday I dealt with a family that had six kids. They came here and from Houston, and they had six children. And they were raised Southern Baptists. And they were good Christian people. I mean, that husband took his wife and children to church every Sunday. They tithed, they worked, but he had never seen a miracle or a healing in his life. Never seen one. So somebody showed him some of the things we do on YouTube, and he went and started looking, and he started looking and looking and looking. He said, I can't believe this. This guy can't be real. It just cannot be. I've been in church all my life, and he was 43. He was 43 years of age, and his wife was 39. I remember those exact dates when they told me. And he said, we have never seen a healing or a miracle, and I'm 43, and my wife's 39. And I thought, wow. I said, so he said, when we saw you on YouTube, he said, I'm not going to write this guy. I'm going to go see him. If he exists, I want to see him. I want to shake hands with this man. But let me tell you what. When we teach all these young men, when we teach them who they are in Christ, and they start standing on the promises of God, we'll bring God back into the schools, we'll bring God back into the church, we'll bring God back into everything, and you won't have to worry about not seeing a miracle or a healing, because the God we serve, when you do what he says, he wants to bless you. And all of you people here know this. I'm preaching to the choir today. You know, y'all know these things work, and you see them work. So, wow. We just want to praise him, don't we? Amen. We just want to praise God for being the God he is. And I want to show you something, and just to start out today, and I want to go to Luke 1:37, and I want you to see what Luke 1:37 says in the King James Bible, just that one little verse. For with God, I want you to get that in your spirit. You know, the Word of God, the power of the Word of God, you have to have it in you before it'll work. And that scripture right there, whenever I was at Cook's Medical Center years ago when my granddaughter was killed in a car wreck, when the finest doctors in the world told me, I'm sorry, sir, but she's deceased. And when we removed the tubes, the life support, she will stop breathing because she's breathing on a machine. And I said, sir, the God I serve, he'll keep her lungs pumping. He made me a promise. And I said, I'm standing on those promises, and I guarantee my God can do. They said, sir, we don't want to bust your bubble, but there ain't nobody can put her brain stem back together. Nobody. I said, it's obvious you guys don't know my God. Because I had read Luke 1:37. What does it say?
For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Well, we find a bunch of men, and I'm going to be on the men today. It's our fault when we as men don't believe, we don't see God do nothing. Well, when we believe, for with our God, what's impossible?
Nothing.
Is that written?
Yes.
So, I mean, if it's written, can you take it to the bank?
Absolutely.
I guarantee you can take it to the bank, because with God, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. Now let me show you why you don't see much. Let's go to Matthew 13:58, and let's look at Matthew 13:58, and let's look at that scripture. Let's see what that says, Matthew 13:58. And he did not many mighty works there because of? Now, when I was a good Southern Baptist, just like this couple yesterday, they were good Southern Baptists. And yesterday when I asked the question, I said, you know, you've never seen a miracle. No, never seen a healing. No. As far as I know, never talked to anybody that ever had seen one. I said, let me ask a few questions to a few people. And I said, in fact, let me just, for those of you that are here today that's never seen a miracle, How many of you in this room have been healed or your prayer been answered through this ministry? Ooh, look at that. Now, folks, if you've never seen a miracle or healing, you need to get a hold of somebody that had their hand up and go talk to them after service and say, would you tell me about your miracle? And you're going to be amazed at the thing. Now, you notice it wasn't just one or two hands up, right? There was hands everywhere. So in this church, this is the kind of church, every church should be like our church. We should see healings and miracles, you know, I mean, we should see those. In fact, Carrie wasn't here yesterday, but I told her story yesterday about, and it's such a great story. I love telling it. But anyway, her and her husband, they had a relative that was lived in Florida, and they was dying with breast cancer, and they was already sent her to hospice. And when you go to hospice, we all know what happens at hospice, right? They give you a little morphine till they kill you. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, they try to make dying as painless as possible. Whereas if we would serve God and love God and do what he says, whenever we die, there would be no pain anyway. He'd just take us out, and we wouldn't have to go through all this stuff. But anyway, their relative, you know, she sat here in this church. She's heard these promises. She's read them. She knows it's written in her Bible. So her and her husband gets on an airplane and flies to Florida to pray for a cousin or a relative of some kind. And they go down there, and of course, Miss Carrie, she sits here in this church every Sunday, hears these promises written and talked about, and so her faith is building up. I mean, she's getting wild with faith, and so now she's going to buy an airplane ticket for her and her husband. They're going to go to Florida to pray for a relative that's dying in hospice, and they get down there, and her faith is way up here, and she gets up there, and then she looks at that relative, and she, oh my gosh, you look awful, and her faith goes, and thank God for Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost reached over her shoulder and said, Carrie, Jesus prayed for Lazarus after he had been dead 4 days. And I raised him from the dead. So this woman's still alive, Carrie. So what did that do to your faith? It put it. You heard the bachelor, so you didn't have no problem laying hands on her then and saying, be healed in the name of Jesus. And what did the master do? And she's still home. The only person that's ever left hospice. Now, let me tell you, folks, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame that in that place, in that hospital, that woman is the only woman that ever went home from hospice. When we got churches everywhere and Christians everywhere, we ought to have some faith women. Faith men. Now, for a little bit, I'm going to be on the women's case here. Now, at least Carrie, she's a woman, you know, and she went down there with her husband. He's not here. But she prayed the prayer of faith, and God raised that cousin, relative, whatever, up. And that's been how many months ago now?
Since May.
And she's out of hospice and at home and doing good. Is God looking to do miracles and healings in our lives? But he needs some unbelief. Now, why did the king not do any mighty works?
They're unbelief.
Unbelief. You know, I mean, when I was a good Southern Baptist, I mean, I went to church every time the door was open. You know, I mean, I went to visit on Sunday afternoon after church. I had to take somebody's name or two or three names and get another deacon, and me and him would go visit people and see if they enjoyed being at the church and everything, but we never saw a miracle or healing. Why? Unbelief. In other words, if you had asked me, do you believe Jesus can raise the dead? What do you think I would have said? Oh, well, no, of course Jesus can. I mean, I wasn't no dummy. You know, I knew the king was the king of kings and the Lord of lords. And yes, now, do you believe Jesus can raise the dead? Oh, absolutely. Do you believe he'll raise somebody from the dead if you pray for him? I said, no, whoa. Wait a minute. What if somebody comes in and has a need? What if somebody simple just needs a job? What if they just need a job? Can you pray me in a job?
Today we can.
You believe today you can, right?
But not back then.
Back in those days, you were just like me, huh? Right. You couldn't. Unbelief. Because of unbelief. You know, when the Lord says in his word, let me take you to another scripture that'll confirm what I'm teaching here. You have to get rid of this unbelief. There we see clearly where he did He did not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. So if he didn't do nothing for them because they don't have any belief, we need to get rid of that, don't we?
Amen.
How are we going to get rid of that? That's one place. Absolutely pray. Guarantee. Pray and ask the Lord to do something to get in his word. And let's go to, let's move over to another place here right quick. Let's see where I want to go. Let me think about it for a second. And he did not many mighty works because of their unbelief. Well, so one thing for sure, we need to get rid of that unbelief.
Amen.
If that's why he doesn't do things, it's because we don't believe. Let's go to James 1, 6 and 7. And let's read another place there and see what happens, how we must believe when we pray. After you have prayed, the scripture says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and is tossed. Verse 7, for let not that person think that they shall receive anything from the Lord. So if I say, I'm going to pray with you about this. And I used to be pretty good at that as a deacon, you know, when I'd been there a long time, and say, I will pray with you about this. But did I really ever expect something to happen? No, I really didn't, Andy. I didn't. Have you ever done that?
A lot before.
Huh? Now you're getting to where you're living on the faith side now. But you're just like me. I mean, I get tickled at this young man. Whenever he came to see me a couple of years ago?
We got the same memory, about three, I think.
Okay, about 3 years ago, he came to me and he'd heard about us and he came out here and I said, what's wrong with you, son? He says, I can't sleep. I just can't sleep. I said, son, I'm going to lay hands on you and I'm going to ask you to repent of your sins. And the scripture says God gives his saints blessed sleep. So that's clearly written in the book of Proverbs. I said, now, do you believe it? He said, I believe it. I said, go home and get a good night's sleep. How long? You've been sleeping like a baby ever since, right? Isn't that amazing? Now, y'all see how simple that was. What did me and him do? We used the word of God. And we believed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Power of Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.